to North Philadelphia, where two guys got into a fight and stabbed each other. This happened in Hunting Park. Take you live to police headquarters. Get details from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, about 9 o'clock last night when police responded to 10th and Luzerne, they found two men who had been stabbed multiple times. Both were taken to the hospital in critical condition. Chief Inspector Scott Small says police then started their investigation.
We found what appears to be a knife blade and then a second knife, and we found what appears to be a handle of a knife and also blood.
Now, Small says there were some police or real-time crime cameras in the neighborhood. They saw on that footage that these men started to fight and it escalated and they stabbed each other. Police at this point, Ian, say they don't know why exactly they were fighting to begin with.
Tim Jimenez, thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.